I think you met the fellow in the
I think you actually met him.
Sorry?
A while ago, not since you called.
I think, what's his name? Shasha? Ben Shasha?
Yeah. So oh, okay.
He put you together.
Okay.
So, one way or another.
Okay.
Have you had anything to drink?
No, thank you.
I'm going to say something first, or okay.
Speaker, a person who tackles Yunnan in a comprehensive and thorough manner. It's indeed very special to have him speak for us. He will give us a time for questions and answers as well. As I mentioned to our last speaker, Rabbi Sinclair, that our Avreichim have dedicated their time and their lives up to this point to be able to deal with American boys that Baruch Hashem have chosen Eretz Israel, and this is probably for many of them, the last time that they're going to be in a community of Torah full time the way it is, and they will. Others will leave here, the younger ones, they'll go on to yeshivas even full-time in America or wherever else. But many of them, this is the last stop of Baruch Hashem, the Avreichim, give them the energy to go higher.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Rosenbaum. Again, I have to say that my relationship with Rabbi Kalman goes back over 50 years. We both, number one, come from the same city, Hartford, Connecticut. But number two, he really was kind of my mashgiach. He used to take the day school boys from Hartford to take them to Neri Yisrael. He was the dorm counselor. He was my dorm counselor when I was in ninth grade. And in truth, I have to credit, he was a major, major reason why I myself went to yeshiva and many other Hartford boys as well. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy and gratified that I could, perhaps pay back a tiny little bit of all that Rev Kalman did for me when I was growing up. And Baruch Hashem, I see that the Avreichim here are following in that type of derech, to be mashpia, to give, to understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the ability to learn and to teach and to come to the Darkei Shel Torah, the achrayas of a yid is to pass it down. The Sephorno says that Moshe Rabbeinu's name, right? The Torah says that Batya Bas Pyro, Bitya technically is the pronunciation, called him Moshe. We don't know exactly, did she use a Hebrew word or an Egyptian word? It's not clear exactly, but the Torah says, Moshe ki min hamayim mishiseyo. So the Sporno points out that Moshe really means to draw out of the water. Moshe was drawn. His name should have been Moshoi. What's Pshat Moshe? So the Sporno says that's a remez, that if you have been the beneficiary of a chesed, your achrayas is to be the one who pulls other people out of the water, so to speak. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had that name in his very, very mahus, that he benefited from a chesed. His achrayas in life was to be gaimel chesed, which Moshe Rabbeinu did in a million different ways. I do want to leave time for questions, but I just want to share with you a little bit of work. We're already Shleishim Yom Kaidim L'Chag, even 1 week less than that. And it's kedai to think about Chag HaPesach. I'm sure all of you are obviously doing that. And I just wanted to share with you a little vort on the Haggadah, which I think has a shaychus to your Avodah here. And that is, the Baal HaTanya says, Chazal say, Chayav Adam Lirei Sesatzmei Ki'ilu Hu Yatsa Mimitzrayim. A person has to regard himself as if they themselves were taken out of Mitzrayim. Meaning, it's, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not simply to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, but to actually experience as if you yourself were taken out of Mitzrayim. The Brisker Rav used to say that was the hardest mitzvah of Pesach. It's amazing, you know, one knows the Brisker Chumris about chametz and matzah. One would have thought baking matzah is the hardest mitzvah, getting rid of chametz is the hardest mitzvah. Zakti Briskerov, no. Chayav Adam, Lirei Sesatzma, Ki Hu Yatsu Mitzrayim. That's the hardest thing. I was never in Mitzrayim. I certainly wasn't an Eved in Mitzrayim. What Shaykh to say? Chayav Adam, Lirei Sesatzma, Ki Hu Yatsu Mitzrayim. Now, Agrada, the Rambam, makes the mitzvah much easier, because the Rambam's Girsa in the Mishnah adds one letter. Instead of Chayav Adam, Lirei, the Rambam is Geiris, Chayav Adam, Lahareis. In other words, it's a chitzenius. You have to show externally as if you were liberated, Dalit Kaisis, Haseba, Derech B'nei Chayrin. So like the Rambam L'chol HaPachas, it's referring to the behaviors that we undergo. But our girsa is not Lahareis, our girsa is Lirais. Lirais is in B'pnimius. I have to feel as if I was taken out of Mitzrayim. Hayitachin. So there are two svaras, there are two explanations that are given by different svarim. One explanation of Vada is given by the Rambam himself, although like the Rambam's Girsa L'chayra, it wasn't necessary. And the Rambam looks at it, if I could use a secular phrase, as a form of method acting, meaning to say, in order to be makir taif to the Eibishter, I have to imagine what it was like to be a slave that was beaten, that was persecuted, whose children were thrown into the river. And I have to kind of imagine what it was like. And mimela, I'm then makir taif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, according to the way the Rambam explains it, it's not an intrinsic mitzias that I was in Mitzrayim, but I have to imagine it because al yedei kach, I'm going to come to a level of hakaras hatayv. That's why I call it method acting, because there's a whole school of acting that in order to be an actor, you got to put yourself in the masav. You know, they kind of, they're misbaited for a week, you know, to try to relive with the fictional character and the like. But the emes is that the Baal HaTanya and later the Sfas Emes and Rav Tzadok, they give another hesper to the Chayav Adam Lira Sesatzma. And they tie into the following. They say that Mitzrayim has a double meaning. Mitzrayim, Feshtetzach, is Egypt, ancient Egypt, the nation of Mitzrayim. And they were Meshabed, Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was on the 49th level of Tumah. And there was a Ten Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, and all of that is Kipshutai Kamashmai. But Mitzrayim is also a lashon of Meitzar, limitations, constrictions, blockages. David HaMelech says, Min HaMeitzar Karasika, I call out to Hashem from the desperate, narrow places. And Rav Tzadok says, Tzvas Emes says, that the Emes is, every single Yid has their own inner Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim are all of the maniyas, all of the limitations in my personality that are ma'akev me from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Emes. It might be my egotism, and the chametz gufa is the Sa'or Shebe'isa, my gaiva, my arrogance. It might be my shiflus, where a person thinks they're nothing at all, and therefore they don't see a chashivas in their avodas Hashem. It might be my hedonism, my desire for the taivas of Olam Hazeh. Kas, whatever it would be, that's an inner Mitzrayim. And one has to understand that because Pesach is Zman Cheruseinu and the Zman of Geula, it's not just commemorating a Cherus that was given then, but every single year the same spiritual Teichas come into the world. Each and every one of us can tap into the Kayach of Yetzias Mitzrayim to become liberated from the Mitzrayim that is Mishabed us. And thus, the Chayav Adam Lirais Es Asme Keilu Hu Yasem in Mitzrayim, according to the Sfas Emes, again, it's B'derech Drush, but it's B'derech Aveda, doesn't mean each person must regard himself as if he was a slave in Egypt, but rather, each person must be makir that the Gevaldige Kayach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Payel as a present reality, enables me to experience a Yetzias Mitzrayim from my own Meitzarim. And to paraphrase an old cigarette commercial from 50 years ago, it's easier to take the Yid out of Mitzrayim than it is to take the Mitzrayim out of the Yid. All of us have a Mitzrayim. We all have a Mitzrayim. And this is the Kayach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Maral, although the Maral does not say it on this mimer, but the Maral goes with the similar you say, the Maral is Masber, you know, this year we had an Ibur Yor. 7 out of 19 years you have an Ibur Yor to be Mashve, the Shnei Salavana with the Shnei Sachama. Why do you need a leap year? Because the Torah is Makvid, that Pesach be B'chaydesh Ha'aviv, and since the Shnei Sachama is 11 days more than Shnei Salavana, so what's going to happen is, if you didn't have a leap year, Pesach would move earlier and earlier and earlier, vis-a-vis the sun year, the secular year, and eventually you'd have Pesach in the winter, the Torah is makvid, that it be b'chaydesh aviv, memela, we have to be madche Pesach to a later point, right? Unlike, l'mashal, our friends across the street, the Islamic calendar, is pure levana. There's no ibrior, there's no shnasachama. That's why Ramadan, the fast, could be any time of year. Now I understand, l'shitasim, I understand that. I would rather have Ramadan in the winter. Anyway, it's shorter, but okay. So the Maral asked the Kasha, why is it so important that Pesach be b'chaydesh aviv? I mean, we're commemorating an event. The event happened on the 15th of Nisan. So whenever the 15th of Nisan is, let's make Pesach. Who cares if it's winter or summer? We're celebrating the 15th of Nisan. We're not celebrating April 10. So the Maral says the following Yisayit, a beautiful Yisayit. He says, when you celebrate Pesach, every Yom Tov really, you're not celebrating historical past events. You're celebrating spiritual kaychas that come into the world. Yom Kippur is a zman in which there's a kayach of mechila. Sukkot is a zman where we're margish the anonei hakavod. Shavuos, the zman of nesina satayra. Not that it was. It is. Memela, Pesach is this man of Geula. So what the physical earth is doing is Gufa responding to the spiritual Kaychas HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. What is Aviv? Throughout the winter, whether you have snow or like here, you don't have so much snow, but the earth is dormant. It's as if the Kayach HaTzmicha is Tomun and Mechusa. It's imprisoned. And what happens in the spring? It becomes liberated. The growth bursts forth from the earth. But the Maral says, that's not stamazoy, a physical phenomenon. What the earth is physically doing is because it is responding to the spiritual kaychus of the Bria. Memela, if Pesach would have been a commemoration of the past, so whenever the 15th of Nisan is, that must be. But if Pesach is the Zaman of the Kayachas of Geula, we have to coordinate it to when the Kayach of Geula is in the world. The Kayach of Geula is B'davka B'Aviv. So Pesach has to be B'Chaydesh Aviv. Now you'll ask Akasha in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, South Africa, South America, it's not in the spring. That's not Akasha. because the Kaychas of Geula come to Eretz Yisrael and they're Nispashen. So even if it's a winter in Australia, it's a Zman Geula because the Eberster put those Kaychas into the world from Eretz Yisrael, right? And then it's Nispashen, not from Borough Park or Lakewood, although it's the same hemisphere, but adopted from Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, this is the aside, that each person must regard himself as if they come from Mitzrayim. A person has to be makir their Mitzrayim. So here, let me just share with you. Rabbi Gamliel says that Shalisha Dvarim, Kol Shalei Amar, Shalisha Dvarim Alelu B'Pesach. If you're not Masbir, three Inyonim of Pesach, Lo Yatze Yidei Chayvasa, you're not Yaitze, you're Chiyav. What Chiyav are you not Yaitze? So the Ran says, up in Ort, Avada, you're Yaitze Matzah, and you're Yaitze Morar, and you're Yaitze Pesach, but you're not Yaitze Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. As part of the Sipor, you have to be Masbir, Pesach Matzu Morar. Now it turns out, based on the Sfas Emes as you cite, when we read the Haggadah, there's actually two different stories that we're misbinding about. One is the story of Klal Yisrael, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us to be his nation, that he showed the Yad Chazaka, the Zraya Netuya. That is the story of how Am Yisrael got chosen to be the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Schus of the Avais, culminating in Matan Torah and coming to Eretz Yisrael. And that is the Messiah in which a father gives to a child, or a parent gives to a child. Right? And that's Pshuto Kamashmai, Avada, that's what it is. And that's a public story. That is the Tzad HaShava. That is the story that all Yidden share together. But the Sfas Emes is saying that Nichlal in the same Haggadah is a private, idiosyncratic, pratiistic story as well, in which I have my Mitzrayim, Alev Yedeya Maras Nafshan, and I know that I'm an Eved to my Taibas, to my egotism, to my Gaiva, to my Soar Shebi Isa. And I want to link, I want to connect to the Gevaldik Akayach of Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's a private story, because everybody's going to have their own pratiistic of Mitzrayim. Right? So there's a double narrative, just like the Zohar says by Megillas Esther, when it says Melech, it's Achashverosh, and it's a remez to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too, in every chelek of the Haggadah, there are going to be remazim to the, well, the Beferesh is talking about the Geula of Klal Yisrael. Bepratius, there's going to be remazim to my own Mitzrayim and my own Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I just want to take Rabban Gamliel as an example of this. Rabban Gamliel says a person has to be Masbir Pesach Matzu Morah. Let me start first with Mara. I'm going to go in reverse order, and then I'll explain why I'm going in reverse order. There actually is a reason. Let us first start with Matzah. I'm sorry, Mara, right? So what is Mara? Mara is a Zecher Li'avdus. My Mara is Chayayim. I have to eat, right? I have to eat the bitter herb. Why am I Mechoyev on the day of Cheres, the night of Cheres, to be Makasher myself to Avdus? So one reason is, Pashit, but that's a getter of hakaras hatayv. Unless you recognize how bad things are, you're not going to appreciate the cheres, just like Rachman al-Islan. A person doesn't appreciate health until they've had chayli. And Chavis al-Bavis says, one of the reasons we're not makir tayv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because most of us have had it pretty good from the time we were born. I mean, Nebuch, the chaste hamakim are even greater. Says, but if we would be born into slavery and poverty and sickness and suffering, and then a melech would come and take us out, how grateful we would be. But Nebuch, we were born all the way from the beginning, it was good. The time is even greater. The Hakaras HaTayv is less. So Mimela, we got to be Margish the Avdus. But Al Derech HaAvedah, one of the things we can understand is this, and this I think is going to be a message that's Shayach to your Talmidim, too. And that is the very first step to leaving Mitzrayim is to be Makir that you are in Mitzrayim. To be makir, to be honest enough, to be margish, the avdus within me, that which I need to be masakin, whether it's my taiva, my gaiva, my kina. Because until you're makir, that there's a chisare, a person doesn't even know how to be masakin. I remember many years ago, when I used to have to drive very often from the Washington area to Baltimore, And if you know the U.S. map, that's going north, and you take 95 north. But if you're not thinking, there's a turnoff to 95 south. Just if you're in the right lane, you might not think. So one time I was not thinking, and I'm on, and all of a sudden I start seeing the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, which you're not supposed to see if you're going north. Right, I was going into Virginia. But, you know, I was so tired, and I didn't really know how to correct myself, so I just kept on going, because I thought to myself, I can't even explain it. You know, maybe, Taka, when I was going north, I did see all these things, but I never noticed it. I didn't want to be makir to myself that I was going the wrong way. And I thought to myself, maybe if I keep on going, it'll somehow get misukin. Yeah, well, it would in Florida, if I go to Florida. Eventually, just turn around, but I would have been late. You know, but what's the pshat? This is human nature. Even in business, sometimes people invest money in businesses that are totally bad. But what do they do? Well, if I simply stop, then I wasted all my money. So I'll keep on putting in money and money and money. After it'll be good. What did Einstein say? The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect there to be a different result. So the first step in being a Ben Chayrin is to be makir that you're an eved to whatever Mitzrayim you have. Without that hakara, kisil b'chayshech teilech. So maror is the honesty to see the mitzvahs, to understand that life is about growth and life is about change. But change in the sense that there's already kaychas in you. It's not the pshat change to be another person, but to discover what is in you, the panemius that's already there. So that's mora. Now what's matzah? So matzah is lahispik b'tzeikam shalaviseinu lahachmetz. So it's yadua, Chazal describe chametz and matzah. Chametz is a sign of gaiva, puffed up, arrogant. Matzah is anova. But maral says a different connect, which again is, has a makar in Chazal. Maral says that chametz comes from inertia, shevi al taisa, because what happens, you don't have to make chametz. If water falls on flour, it will memela become chametz if you do nothing. So the Maral says chametz is a remez to the attitude of life, in which I don't need to be an ivate, I don't need to shtike, good things will just happen. That's chametz. Matzah, you got to take action, right? All flour will, with water, will become chametz unless you take an action in the right time. So you know, maror is my havana that I have things wrong. But all the havana in the world is not going to help unless you take a do a maisa. Matzah is the need to take decisive action to be misakin yourself, because what happens is, a person has hesiris in all sorts of ways. You can have hesiris after Yom Kippur, hesiris in a Yom Kippur, hesiris on a Shabbos, hesiris after a Seder, whatever it would be. You walk outside, you see a beautiful sunset. A person has moments of hesiris, moments of inspiration. But if you don't concretize it in maisa, inspiration dissipates. It goes away. When you do maisa, even if it's a small maisa, after Ne'ilah, sit down, learn for 5 minutes, after my, let's say Yom Kippur, learn for 5 minutes, learn for 10 minutes. Even one little davar to show that you're taking the inspiration and you want to concretize it. And that's really the aside, I'll derech hapshat. Why after Yom Kippur, the Rama says, the very night there's a mitzvah ready to be maskil in the sukkah on some level. Because otherwise, you have all of this inspiration. That's why I remember as a bachur, that, you know, Ben Ezmanim is always in yeshiva, you know, the day after Yom Kippur. And it really, it hurt me. It actually hurt me. How, after Yom Kippur, can you end Ezman? For carrots. Now you're ready for Ezman. Now you're ready for shtaking. It's an interesting difficulty that one has to go over. But that's the notion of matzah. Because a person can have all the insight. So maror is the insight and the havana. But insight and havana is not going to help you unless you take maisa. You have to take maisa. You have to chaparai. You know, there was a famous professor who was a really a big genius. He became a president of university at a young age. And somebody once asked him, why doesn't he exercise more? He should jog, he should take care of his health. So he said, you know, every once in a while I feel like exercising, but I just lie down for a moment. I know the feeling will pass. I don't let it bother me. Matzah says, take the inspiration. Do something with it. Now, then we have Pesach. And Pesach is an unusual halacha. It's machlekes in the Gemara. But the Rambam paskins, Ein sheichdenes ha-Pesach al ha-yochid. That even if I'm a big appetite and it's a small shepsel, a small lamb, I cannot bring the Korban Pesach by myself. I'm mechuyev to be mechaber with either my family or become part of a chabura. And there the lesson is, in the darchei avayda that we have to go through, we need to be mechaber with other people that have those sheivas. You know, the Rambam writes, when Perkei Avos says, k'nei lecha chaver, the person should acquire a chaver. Get a chaver. So important. Why is a chaver important? Well, who needs a chaver? So the Rambam says there are three reasons why a chaver is important. The first is a practical reason. If I don't have friends, if I lose my car keys or I lose my dira key, whatever it would be, like who do I call when I'm in trouble? So I need a friend, like an insurance policy. When things go wrong, there has to be somebody in the world I can go to. But that's like an insurance policy. In other words, maybe you'll need it, maybe you won't, but it's good to have one. The second is a person is lonely. Hopefully one's wife can be a friend in that way. But you need a friend that you can schmooze with sometimes. But the Rambam says, although those are legitimate needs in life, those are legitimate needs, but the ikar tachlis of a friend is that we grow together in ruchni. That each one is mechazik the other. That when, as Shlomo HaMelech says, Taiva Mashnayim in Aechad, because if one person falls by himself, who is going to pick him up? If there are two people, each one is mechazik. And then indeed, that could be, again, that's the ideal level of a marriage as well, in which each person gives the other spiritual chizuk to make them the best they could be. This is the inyan of a chavrusa. This is the inyan, not just we learn together for an hour. But a chavrusa, a Rebbe, the pshat is to help each person become better than they would have been by themselves. That kind of friendship is not an easy friendship. If I'm just hanging around with somebody because we have a good time, so if they do something not so good, all right, it might not be, I'm not going to make a point of it. But when you really love someone, you care about them, then when you see they're going a little bit off the deck, you'll speak to them. But it won't come out of judgmentalism, it won't come out of criticism, it won't come out of a lack of respect for the person. But lehepach, it comes out of love. It comes out of care. And hopefully if you truly have that attitude, and if you don't have that attitude, you shouldn't give taikacha. But if you truly have that attitude, it then becomes devarim ha-yaitzim in alev, nichnasim al alev. The pasuk says in Mishlei, taiv taikacha megula, Meyava Misuteris. The Gra explains, open Teichacha is good when it comes from a love that is deep inside. If the Teichacha does not come Meyava Misuteris, it is not going to be a Teichacha. One has to be very careful about that. The Gemara says in Erechin, somebody asked Rabbi Akiva, how come people are not Mekabel Teichacha today? And Rabbi Akiva answered, Rabbi Akiva already, because people don't know how to give Teichacha today. I want to put somebody down, I want to communicate that he's a nothing, that he's no good. That's not going to bring anybody to HaKadosh Baruch. So Memela, the three lessons here are, Moror, be honest in acknowledging your personal Mitzrayim. Matzah, take decisive action. Pesach, find chaverim that give each other chizuk in avodas Hashem. Now, just one little thing about the Seder at Forum, that you might ask the Kasha, that l'chaira, if maror means to identify my chesreinus, and matzah means to work on my chesreinus, one might have thought one should eat maror before matzah. Maror is I know the problem, matzah is I deal with the problem, and yet we eat matzah first. Now, I'll leave it the MS without getting too much in the halacha. According to Rashi Shita in Arvi Pesachim, it actually works out well, because Rashi's shita is that the ikar kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah is the afikayman, and the matzah that you eat for hamaitzi doesn't even have to be shmor, although you wouldn't make halachas matzah then. It's only to be maschil the meal. So taka, according to Rashi, you're makayim maror before you're makayim matzah. It works out very well. On the other hand, the Rambam is mashma not that way, and many Rishonim say the kiyum of matzah is the first kezias, and the afikayman is only a zecher lepesach. So hadro kashul leduchter, why am I eating matzah before I'm eating maror? Because how can I answer a problem until I know there's a problem? So here I would suggest there's a psychologically profound insight that's also nogeya, the avodas hakodesh that you do, and that is, before a person is misbinding into his chesreinus and pagamim, which is what the maror is, he acknowledges his slavery, he must internalize that he has the capacity to change and improve. Because if a person simply focuses on his chesreinus right away, what's going to happen is the person's going to feel, I'm a garnished, I'm a nothing, I don't have any kaifas. He'll be miayish. So what do? Eat the matzah. The matzah teaches me the concept of chipazim, that there can be significant instantaneous changes sometimes. It tells me that I can take decisive action to prevent chimas. Once I have the idea that I'm capable of changing, then I can look into my chesreinus and they're not going to destroy me. So yes, alibi the MS, you can't start changing until you know what the chesreinus are. But knowing that I'm capable of changing, that I need first. Rabbeinu Yonah says a similar idea, and not about this in particular, but a similar idea in Yisayit HaTshuva. That's like the kitzer of the Shari Tshuva, right? He wrote like just a summary of the main nekudas in Shari Tshuva, where he talks about when a person does tshuva, should a person first have Kabbalah al Ha'asid or Charata? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that the first step of tshuva is not to be mischarit. The first step of tshuva is to change your life mikano lahaboa, and to act as if this is the first day of your life. Right? There's a t-shirt saying, right, this is the first day of the rest of your life. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you focus on charata too much, that will be gairei meshviras halev and a yish, and therefore you first change so you have strength and you see that you can accomplish. Then you go back and you're misbinding over the avar. So I would say that could be the same reason why we eat the matzah before the maror. Now again, you guys are, Rechem or Baruch Hashem, I assume that most of you are living here, this is where you are, but you're dealing with the boys, most of whom are not going to be staying here. And they come from, I guess most of them come from homes. It's not, or Samech is a little different. Most of our time, it's very interesting. I just want to say as an aside, Or Samech is known as a yeshiva for Chozrei B'tshuva, or people who are in the process of doing tshuva. Of course, one knows the very famous classic story that a bacher once introduced himself to Ger Rebbe. He went to the Shabbos, and the Ger Rebbe said, "Where do you learn?" And the bacher said, "I learn in Or Sameach," but he had it very good, "but I'm not a Baal Shuva." So the Ger Rebbe said, "Not a Baal Shuva? How could a Yid not be a Baal Shuva? What do you mean, you don't do Shuva?" But putting that aside, I'm not going to be so medayik in my words, but let me put it this way. People think that Talmidim of Or Sameach are mainly people who come from, let's call it, non-Shomer Shabbos backgrounds. That's much less true. We have probably like 50-50 now. It's very amazing. But certainly, Rav of your Talmidim, I assume, are either modern Orthodox or Shomer Shabbos homes. But, the point to think about is this. I don't want to be harsh. Rav Shimshon HaFal Hirsch once said about 19th century religious Jews, and it's a Kal V'chaymer, Ben Benayshul Kal V'chaymer, about 21st century Jews, that we are the opposite of the Maranos of Spain. The Maranos of Spain were Goyim on the outside. They had to be Goyim on the outside. But they were Yidden on the inside. We, Baruch Hashem, we can be Yidden on the outside. Right? You can wear your tefillin, you can go to a kosher pizza place. The Chitzonius, you can do everything right. But what's the Paninius? What's the Paninius? And, this is an issue, the materialism of America. One of the things that really, I think, I know from experience, that really blows a lot of American kids' minds is how unimportant materialism is in the religious world here. It just doesn't make a difference. There's a very, very lovely story at Rav Steinman. It's really a Gevaldic story about a wealthy businessman from Bnei Brak went to Rav Steinman, and he had a shaila. He said, I have to buy a new car. I need it for my business. But I'm afraid if I buy a fancy car, there'll be an iron hara. People will be jealous of me. So Rav Steinman was straight face. Rav Steinman said to him, jealous, Tak, it's a good shaila. Let me ask you, have you finished Shas? He said, well, no, I haven't. He says, are you kaveh itim l'tayra every day? He says, well, I try, but not every day. So Steinman looked at him and says, I don't understand your question. Why would anybody be jealous? You know, Steinman knew that he was communicating a sharper muster for him. What is there to be jealous about? So this is one of the things that I can tell you is very, very moving. To come for the first time, maybe, to a place where not only do people, let's say, go to shul and learn, half an hour maybe, but where Torah is the ikker, where Gashmius, it's not so much that we're knocking Gashmius, but it's just, it doesn't mean that much. Again, the issue is not to knock, because that kind of the negativity is not a way to reach people anyway, because Mela, what does it mean? Has a very, very deep impression on people. The kids come back and they are changed. But you know, bin Laila Haya, bin Laila Avat, these changes can go away very, very, very quickly. Sometimes in a matter of days. That's why, in many ways, if you forgive me for again quoting the Bala Tanya, that's why the Bala Tanya was bichlal, very suspicious of changes in people through emotion as opposed to seichel and thinking. Because emotions can change a person. But emotions come and go. No, they come and they go. No, the Karl Bach Minyan could be really, really nice. A person has a really geschmack Kabbalah Shabbos. But afterwards, it can go the other way. Then you have a rock concert. The person has the same, the same hergish in a negative way. So these things need to be concretized. So on one hand, you want to fill them up with Torah, fill them up with mitzvahs, fill them up with hashgachah. But you also have to give some thought, and I'm sure you have, I don't mean to say that you haven't, about how will they continue this? How will they be mamshich? Will they have some kesher to a beis medrash? Now, hopefully they'll be learning in yeshiva, but if not, even if they go to college, they can have starim, and now, I don't know, I don't want to impose on your time, but with Skype and all sorts of things, there's all sorts of possibilities to keep kesherim, even from a distance. Right? All of these things are possible. This is why the Eberscher, invented the internet. With all of the takolas that the internet has, there are certain, like Skype or whatever it is, that can be used as vehicles. Again, I don't know exactly how the different psukim would apply to those things. I don't know. You have to ask a shayla. But the chalapachas, one has to give real, real thoughts. And the Bachram, too, need to think about it. It's not just you thinking about it. They have to think about it. They've grown. They've accomplished. They've been transformed. What do they need to do to hold on? To find chaverim, to find a rav, to find a beis hamedrash, to find a way in which they can hold on. It's not going to be the same. Of course it's not going to be the same. But b'chol apachas, hatzala porta, mi'o lahavi. And one has to know, therefore, that this kayach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the frat, when we're kailulit with Kabbalah Satayra through Sfira Sa'imer, is in itself the zman when a person is masugal to be nigal from their mitzrayim and to tap into the kaychas that will enable them to prepare themselves for Kabbalah Satayra. So that was just what I wanted to share with you. If anything you want to talk about, I could go on too, but if you want to ask a question or give a horror or anything like that, I'd be happy to address it. Okay, no questions. Very good. So I'll just. I'm sorry.
So the ways you recommend encourage Bachram to.
Well, I think number one.
What is the question?
No, he just asked, do I have specific ways to encourage Bachram? So first of all, you can start off with a small thing, and that is they should really be mishtadel to tefillah b'tzibur, because that creates a certain mechanism. The second thing is this: it depends on the Bachar, but here's the thing. If a Bachar is going to be, let's say, in a university setting, or I don't know if you have working setting or even work, he's not going to be in a full-time Maaser of Torah, then I think it's important that there be a structured learning program, meaning it's not stum. In other words, when you're learning Be'in, let's say, so you can learn whatever you learned that day is what you learned that day. I think they need something like Dirshu. You're familiar with Dirshu, in which there's an achrayas to come every day, there are bechinas, and even if it's more on the side of bechias, but in many ways the kavias of every single day and the achrayas of taking bechinas, I think is more useful for them than kind of learning regular yeshiva thing Be'in, where if you miss it a day, you know, you don't feel the same achrayas, as it were. So I would push very much programs like Omid Yomi. Daf Yomi is probably too much for a lot of guys, especially if you don't chazer, but some Omid Yomi program, like a Dirshu program. And this can be done, you know, early morning is actually very good when a person, if a person could come to a 6 a.m. Thing, it's very good because it kind of begins the day with Torah, and that creates a certain cheshek that carries over. At night already things happen. It's much harder at night because people are tired and people, this thing happens and that thing happens. So the early morning ones are mamish very good, and maybe it could also be Kayol Basik. So I would say Tefillah B'Tzibur, a program like Dirshu, and at least for occasional Shabbos to be connected to a yeshiva, to kind of be in a yeshivish environment. I know obviously parents want their kids to be with them too, and you know, that's not all bad either. I mean, I'm not at all denigrating you know, parents and children being together, but they also need to be mechaber themselves. If they're not in a community with the yeshiva, they need at least to spend some Shabbosos outside of the yeshiva. And Yom Rishon should be very special. Unlike Eretz Yisrael, Sunday in America, as you know, is vacation day. Many Yolim say that's the hardest thing to get used to in Eretz Yisrael. You got to work on Sunday. And I don't mean, but I tell you, I mean, you work on Sunday all the time, but you know, whatever it is, if you're working in the you know, in the job or whatever. But since Yom Rishon is largely free time, whatever that means, so one could make Yom Rishon Kulo Lashem. They could maybe go to a yeshiva for all of Yom Rishon and the like. So these are some practical things. But even something like Tefillah B'Tzibur is a big yisai too. It's a certain achrayas.
While the bachurim are here,
yeah.
What would be some good practical aces to get them?
Yeah, well, again,
in the learning itself.
Yeah, you know, I spoke many years ago. I was zocha to have one meeting with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. I met him once in my life because I had a personal shaila, and my Rosh Yeshiva Ruderman arranged, they were cousins, arranged that I could meet Rav Yaakov. And I was quite amazed. I was like, I think, 15 years old, and I prepared all sorts of Torah. I didn't know what exactly it was, but he gave me 3 hours of his time, which was the most phenomenal thing. When you spoke to Rav Yaakov, he made you feel like there was nobody else in the world you needed to talk to. He took off wasn't wearing a kapata. He asked me where I was sleeping, and he said, oh, he wanted to make a bed for me, he wanted to make a lunch for me, and this is where Yaakov Kamenetsky, as I got it. But the reason I'm bringing it up is, we talked a little bit, I remember, about what gives a person cheshek, what gives a person geschmack. And he said, the ikker thing that gives a person geschmack in learning, and I think this is actually pashut, but this is what he said, is when a person feels that he knows what he's learning. Says even if a person covers a lot of ground, if a person doesn't remember, then there's no cheshu. So he yelled that chazora was the ikker thing that gave a person simcha in their learning, and then that gives them a cheshu to keep on going. So this is a shtickle. Well, again, I don't know exactly the seder here, but this is a shtickle taina, I think, on what we do in yeshiva sometime, in which pasha we don't emphasize, even whether it's bekiyas or in, but we don't emphasize a yediya satira. So if a guy would even take a Seder of Mishnayos or a Maseches of Mishnayos and know it really, really well, or even 5-10 blot of Gemara and know it well, Rav Yaakov said that gives a person a great cheshek. So although, you know, pushing a Siyum a Maseches is a gevaldige thing, it's certainly a gevaldige thing, but we need also to be kayola that there has to be a yediyah. So if someone is a good Baal Kishrin, he could do a Masechta and they take a Bechina on it, etc. But if someone is not a barhachi and you're going to have to choose between kamos and echos, it seems that the echos gives a person more of a chizuk. And I know myself, when you know something, it gives you a cheshek to go weiter. When you don't know, you're just mevobel. So you have to find ways. Chanoch l'naro pidarkei. Not everybody is the same madrega of kishrin, but people should find something in Torah that they're capable of getting a good idea, whether it be Chumash and Rashi, whether it be a Seder of Mishnayot, whether it be a smaller Masechta, or whatever it is. And then when a person leaves, when he leaves the yeshiva, he feels, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a kinyan, I was kaina, something. That's a very big inyan that you have to go through. I mean, Bechlal, there's a very famous mimer of the Maral in Derech Chaim. It's a lot. It's actually something that's kedai to read. Everything Maral says kedai to read, but this is very kedai for yeshivas. In Ben Chomesh LeMikra, right? Chazal had the whole Mahalech, Ben Chomesh LeMikra, Ben Asher LeMishnah. So the Maral used this as a springboard to attack his time what the yeshivas were learning, in which you take young boys, and you teach them Taisras, and you teach them all sorts of Rishonim. When they don't know Chumash, they don't know Mishnah, they don't have basic Yediyas. And that way everything is a bilbul, and everything is a confusion. The Maral said, Chazal understood that you need to have foundations before you build 100-story buildings. You need foundations. Now, in a way, we're a little hamstrung because we're getting boys late. We're not getting 5-year-olds, kids, so to speak. So we kind of have to take them where they are. But the Maral's Nakuda, that true Yediyas Satayra comes when you have good Yesaidus, is something that we need to think about Bechlal in Yeshiva's learning. And it will have the effect of giving people Cheshek to.
What about making the initial connection to giving them a cheshik? The boy once told me that he'd like to have a cheshik, but he's just turned off.
Yeah. So this is a very, very difficult issue, because in truth, although I don't want to get in trouble, in truth, it could be that a full-time yeshiva schedule is not for every person. And there's a bechina of chanoch l'naro pidarkei. In Yerith, go back to the golden age of the yeshiva shevel, Slobodka, Mir, Kamenetz. The average Yiddish boy, from boy, did not go to yeshiva gedola. The average Yiddish boy became a shoemaker or a tailor at 15 years old, after cheder. They had some gemara, and then they went to a gemara shir and a yakov shir. They learned every day. They were kaveh ayitim l'tayra every day, but they were not in an advanced yeshiva. If you went to Slobodka, Volago, Volozhin, these were iluyim. These were people who would become rosh yeshivas, rabbanim, talmidei chachamim, etc. Now, what's happened is, and it's an interesting sociological discussion, that yeshivas in America, in Israel, really all over the world, where there are yeshivas, are no longer elitist institutions. They are institutions in which every what frum person would not send their child to a yeshiva? But that creates a problem, because we're operating with a derech halimut, which by and large was mesugal for iloyim, and we're applying it to kids who that's not their derech, right? So this is an old machlokus, and it's still a machlokus. It's not clear whether, well, is the teretz to create, let's say, yeshivas, let's say, have less gemara, more chumash, more halacha, etc.? Now, some gedolim say yes. Chazon Ish was against it. Chazon Ish says, oh, no. You can't take beinonim and put them in a beinoni maisad. Maybe they would have become gedolei Torah, right? So this is a big machlekes. Now, many yeshivas do have, even within the yeshiva framework, they have a shir that emphasizes more halacha l'maisa. So, for example, the main base medrash may learn ksuvas, and there may be a shir that does arvei psachim or brachos, and many people find a bigger geshmak in that. But, it's a hard problem. But what I would say is this. I would say that l'chol hapachas, take the kaichas of the bachar and try to develop them in a good way. So if the bachar is a good organizer, he could be in charge of malava malkas or something like that, which means he has to understand that in life there are things that are good for us that we don't always immediately enjoy. But you have to also compensate by giving him things that he does enjoy that are positive and constructive. And then he could bear, the difficult parts he can bear if you also give him something sweet and enjoyable. So, whether if he can play, musical instrument. I mean, there are different inyanim, different kochos that people have that can be used in a good way. So you got to try to find that. And the emphasis too, that if the Rebbe communicates, the Rebbe or the Avreich communicates that you like the person, you love the person, you care about the person, that he's not an oisvarf because he's not totally matzliach in learning Gemara Be'in, that also gives a person chizik, that he shouldn't feel that he's a worthless yid. You know, in Europe there were what were called Ein Yaakov Yidden. I mean, there were Yidden who were Erlicha Yarei Shemayim, who were not necessarily, you know, great in learning, and, you know, and sometimes they were zeicher to have children who were great in learning, etc. So there's room in Klal Yisrael for that. There is room in Klal Yisrael for that. So you have to kind of give people chizuk in that direction.
Why does it seem that the Derech HaYeshiva is in a more non-elitist clientele, but yet the Dogish, without a doubt, is Gemara?
Yep.
And that's it.
It's a real, real good question. But first of all, I do want to say that things have changed a little bit. For example, in many yeshivas, there's chassidus, which never used to be. In a Litvashi yeshiva, now there are the Svasemes, the Siva Shalom, Rav Tzadok. Again, maybe people know the Svarim more than they learned the Svarim, but the Chalapachas, these are names that you can mention. There's a very famous, though, the very, very famous statement of Rav Dessler that some people, it drives crazy. It's a very controversial statement. Rav Dessler wrote in a letter that just like Chazal say, Elif nichnasim lamikra, 1,000 students come in to start chumash. The echad yaitzei lahira, and out of 1,000, only one is going to be the paisek or the rab or the manik. So Rav Dessler said, that describes the ilam hayeshivas. We have to have a system, Rav Dessler said, that is geared to produce the gadol, even if it means that there's 999 korbanos who could have done better in some other system, because he says otherwise Klal Yisrael will not have the gedolim that keep the whole Amir, which means Rav Dessler is being made, it's a Hadas Baldin, that for many people the standard yeshiva shederech is not the best derech for them, but you can't give it up because then you're going to lose the one out of the five. Now some say, ay, 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 Rahman al-Islam. I mean, so, what are you saying? Are you saying that we essentially, you know, are only working for that gadol and we don't care about everybody else? Obviously, it's a good one. I mean, Dessler wasn't saying you don't care about anybody. But, so that's the machlokes. Some say we have to create alternative frameworks of chinuch. But Rav Dessler, I think, is really following what the Chazon Ish said. And essentially, it's the same nekuda, that we have to be shomer. But, you know, it's a big problem. I mean, I struggle with this problem mamish every single day. But I have to say that yeshivas are not just, I mean, they do include more things. There's more shiurim and hashkafa, as they say, chassidus. I think there is an understanding that bachrim need spiritual inspiration and hislavos that go beyond the learning of Gemara Binyan. So there are psharas even within the system.
So when a bacher says, "Why should I learn? Why should I learn Gemara? Why do we learn Gemara? What is a cogent idea that can be shared?"
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear that you're doing it for somebody else. What's the purpose of Gemara anyway?
No, so, again, I mean, the Nefesh HaChaim, of course, is still the best teretz, but that's based on many Kabbalistic premises that are not always understandable intellectually. But the basic idea is that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little abstract, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achdus HaPashut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only one, so the Seichel of Hashem is the same as the Metzias of Hashem. Unlike a Basar V'dam, where there's me and there's my Seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Achdus HaPashut, so the Seichel and the Metzias Hashem is the same thing. So when I am Mechaber myself to the Seichel HaBayre, even if I don't feel it's a spiritual thing, I'm learning Shor Shenagach HaSapara, I don't feel I'm connecting to God, the Metzias, it's like a power source, I'm connecting to the Eibishter, because the Seichel Hashem is the same as the Metzias Hashem. And that is why when you learn Shor Shenagach HaSapara, you're able to be a better husband, you're able to have more, you know, Eitzah, say, Gadol B'Torah, could tell us about politics and all sorts of things, even though he never spent a second thinking about those things, because he was machaber to the Messias Hashem. And the more you're machaber to the Messias Hashem, you become a different person. The neshama gets purified. Rabbi Sol Salanter, I'll just leave with that. Rabbi Sol Salanter once said, sometimes when we shine him a machriya halacha, they bring rayas. Raya. And sometimes a rishon or an achron will say, nirali, no raya, nirali. So Rabbi Sol Salanter said, what do you think is a stronger halacha? So you might think, it's stronger if you bring a raya. He says, no. When you bring a raya, all you have is a raya. Nirali comes out of the whole metzias of the person. Tyrus Mishana, the metzias of a person. Now, people will say, sometimes it's difficult. I see people who learn Torah, they don't seem so fine. They don't seem so great. They don't seem such polymeets. That's a musar, that's a teichicha. And if such a taina exists, then we have an achrayus that there shouldn't be such a taina. But in truth, if a person learns Torah with the memchas, they try to be mishtadel with the memchas derachet, shatara nikness, it does change a person. It does change a person. The Altar of Kelim once said about his Rebbe Sol Salanter. He said, this was the time when Darwin published his book on evolution. He said, Darwin believed that man came from monkey only because he never met my Rebbe Yisrael. If he would have met my Rebbe Yisrael, he would have known only the Eibishter, only God could create such a person. Meaning, when a person is an emistik of Gadol, you see his goodness, you see his sidkus, you see that the neshama, totally different. Right? And that's what Torah does to a person. So you can tell that boy, listen, don't look at me, I'm what I am. But look at this Gadol, that Gadol. That's how they became. Isn't that someone that we would like to become? Ke'en, that's it. And that came from the Yigiyah of the Torah, from the Yukashra to us. Okay, anyway, I want to wish you all a chakach v'smech, much haslacha in your Avodas HaKadosh. And the Stipler once said, about a different thing, somebody once said to the Stipler that helping his wife took up too much time. He thought it was Bittul Torah. So the Stipler said that because the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed, Eilam Chesed Yibana, the time you spend in Chesed makes you more Mekusher to Hashem, and you will then accomplish in half the time what it would take you the whole time. So I would just be Madama that the same thing is true when you give of your time to be Mashpia on others. That even though on one level you might say there's a certain Bittul Torah, you could be learning at a higher level, a deeper level, although even there it's Mitalmida Yaiser Mikula. But one should know that in the Zechus of the Zikoy HaRabim, the Eibishter will give you a bracha in your learning and in your growth, and you will accomplish more than you would have without giving of yourself to another. So the Eibishter should bless you in all of your endeavors. May you be Zeicha to be Machzer these precious neshamas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have a way that they could keep it up even when they go back to the dark gullus of America.
We can also give the same bracha and the kiflayim in Israel.
Amen. I'll take it. Thank you.
Where is the first thing that?
I don't know if it's in writing. This is a famous. I can't really look it up, but in the slide that they became recorded.
I thought that's sort of. This is today's story. They come in, they're either one way here, totally different there, and just, does he have any tools to work on them, getting a kid to be honest with himself?
Well, the key is this. The key is, people come there, and they realize that. They really, it really hits them very unusually, even if they were from all their life.
People are different.
People realize it's a totally different thing. And that really, it does blow their mind. It's really an amazing thing. But the problem is, they come back to the old culture, and it kind of goes away very quickly. So you have to stop, it's like a flame. You have to have some way to
Rabbi Wine, I remember he says, he said that the average conversation in America at a wedding is all about money. The average conversation here in the Kinneret Israel is all about tosis. And then there's this system he catches right away.
That's right.
In America, everyone's like, oh, what phone am I going to get? What phone?
That's right. That's right.
You can't make away with it. Very much.
That's right. So it's really
it's a real battle.
It is a big challenge. Absolutely.
I never first said this then.
Yes. Things were not as bad then. Yeah. Well, you had the Reform movement, but at least among the Orthodox, it wasn't as bad.
But they were honest with themselves, didn't they?
Right. That's good. Thank you. Hatzlacha. Okay, Hatzlacha, Rabbi. Now, you work with the whole yeshiva, not just the Avreichim.
I work really with the Avreichim. Yeah. I'm here with the Chavrusa, and I give Chaburis to
How long ago did you live in Silver Spring?
We moved, it's like our sixth anniversary, so we moved in 2010.
And you were a Rebbe in Silver Spring?
I was not a Rebbe, I was a Rebbe of the show.
And an uncle who just moved from the Kinneret scene.
I read the Shita from the Chavanish in the book of Mechitzasam very clearly about how I read that. Is it possible to say that maybe Rabbi Dessler is Mahalach is maybe a longer one, but not Mamish? Meaning, Rabbi Dessler was saying that, so to speak, Karbanos.
You're right.
But Havanish is saying that everybody has
to cut up before
that. Everybody, not one in a thousand.
That's a good deal. Dessler's, even if you knew for sure, you'd lose them. You gotta have the Havanish.
It doesn't seem like that was Havanish is occurring.
It's held that you have to have the Tachan. That every person can become a god only because they tell them kind of a camera and tell people who are going in the cover. But you have definitely had to be very, very, very hurt by it. You know, this was a letter, really. It happens to be in the Mishnah Eliyahu, but it was a letter. It definitely didn't write it in a sefer per se. He was really talking about the thing he was really talking about was not so much yeshivas, he was really talking about Aryeh Derech Eretz Yisrael. And a precursor Derech, in which essentially you didn't really go to yeshiva, you went to college, and etc., he says, kept more people from. He says that in the Litvish world, many people going off to Derech. Torah Derech has kept more people from, but the hepsid of not producing Gedolah Torah. That's right. That was really concerned. So, people, the belt is medama the yeshiva issue to that. But this was actually talking about the purchase of yeshiva.
Busy. I haven't retired, so I'm
And they're black hats and white
not
shirts.
True self.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
No, they have. They tell me they have in downtown Jerusalem. They have bars.
For bathroom.
Guys come in. Guys with kapot. Guys with kapot. Black shirts.
It's even 7 years ago. A guy told me Mont Shabbos. He, his wife. He went to rent the movie, and he went in there. There's a Hasidic guy with the whole get up. He's like, wasn't embarrassed. Why aren't you embarrassed? Because I wasn't dressed in my yeshiva clothes. I wasn't, you know, I didn't have the. I was just like, okay, I'm confused. You know, this is my little. The clothes are supposed to keep us away.
Michael, thank you very much. We'll see you Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll see you.
Thank you.
Friday night. Thank you so much.
So you have the program of what, the Abraham Learning
Pedagogy? Right. The Lord. And again, I'm 44, but I got kids of my own. I just feel more and more disconnected with the Rosamond, he comes in as more of the fatherly, grandfather, I think that dad's sick. But I think in the middle, I just don't understand them. I just can't, I just really can't relate. I just,
How many years have you been in
Israel? I've been, 20 years. I came in as a buffer in 89, and I came back married in 96.
Well, the truth is,
My own kids are very good yeshivas, but I just see that the whole they've been exposed.
You can't. stop it totally. I'll show you. Cancel the virus. That was not much for your
principal. Amen, amen. And Baruch Hashem, they're great. They're just that. Can't stick a.
Okay, yeah.
No, but here, it's a common comment. No, yeah. I mentioned the Rav Sinclair. It's very much. But guys need to be entertained. They need entertainment.
That's true. No, I'm not joking. Okay.
Take care.
Sorry, I'm running a little late, and I see that Rav Shiller is clock at 12:30, so maybe we'll stay a long time. Tomorrow at 9:30. So I apologize.
I'm listening to this shit right now, Scott. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
And
thank you. Thank you.
apologize for not being here. Yeah, but I should have to talk somewhere else. Yeah, I'm
Thank you. Survive the caution and applause. Some of the persons